That's why we do this. That's why we build facilities like this. It's an opportunity for young men and women to have their dreams, maybe as small and tiny as one day having the mayor's car. I would suggest a better dream is to be mayor on your own. So there's plenty of other things you could do. Well, you know, the whole premise of this was, what does the neighborhood need and want in terms of change? And we were told very clearly that it was the library and the community center. So here we are. I got to tell you, 40 years ago, we made some innovations at the Central Library, which I thought were very creative at the time. And that was when we started loaning out tools to people who didn't have power drills and things of that sort. I never imagined that we would be a groundbreaker, literally and figuratively, many years later, in introducing a commercial kitchen stove into one of our libraries in a joint venture with the neighborhood center. But it just shows you the way libraries have changed over the years in response to what are the needs and what is the future of the young people in our neighborhoods. By the way, I gotta just tell some of you, if you can't see through the windows here, on and off, some of the librarians have been peeking through, sort of like peering over the fence at a ballpark. But librarians have changed as well. I can remember as a kid, the classical library. It was a beautiful building. It was majestic. It was imposing. There were thousands and thousands of books. I gotta tell you one thing, we used to sneak from the children's section into the adult section at times. But the big thing I'm trying to emphasize was the role of the librarians. The role of librarians in terms of stimulating our interest in reading and exploring. Now, we were always told, shh, it was one of those kinds of libraries. And libraries still do try to have a certain amount of decorum. But when you look at how the space is used and you look at what happens, both for young people and for adults, computers, stoves, responses to social media, all the kinds of changes that we've made, particularly some that we see at the Goodman Library on South Park Street, we're really preparing both the young and the old for a changing society and what's going to happen in the future. I wish I could say that we could do it by ourselves, both the city, through the library, and the school district. But the reality of it is that the resources, our ability to raise the revenues, isn't there the way it used to be. That there are some folks who just don't understand the value of this kind of investment. That there is a return, not just to individuals, but also to the community. And it's benefits that we're going to see, hopefully for generations. It's young men and women literally wandering through the library, looking at shelves that they didn't know existed, finding books they didn't know existed, or coming into the community center and learning about places they could go and visit that they had not imagined. And to this day now, it's more important that we have our private sector partners, that they join in with us to fill that gap that has to be filled. Some of them are here today. Pete Goldberg, who's done so much work with CUNY's foundation and has taken a leadership role in getting other foundations to realize the value. Tom Woodville from the Madison Community Foundation. Jim Imhoff, who went for coffee a couple of mornings with me and then walked in the neighborhoods with Steve and myself a couple of times, who's not here today, played an important role in terms of redirecting resources. And so that's how this happened. There's many of you in the room who were inspiration, who worked with Matt, who worked with the staff here. I'm getting over a cold, you gotta excuse me. I think it's a signal I gotta stop talking. I got my tea here, but thanks. In any case, I just wanna thank all of you for making this happen. We're not done yet. Whatever you come up with next, we're ready to do it. And we're gonna do it citywide. Thank you.